Welcome back, everybody. We are in the midst now of a new series called Friendship. How many of you guys know it's good to have friends? Amen? Yeah. So before I move on, I just want to congratulate again all the parents that dedicated, all the family and friends that came to dedicate and celebrate their dedication. What a special day it is. Isn't it great that we're able to even do this, right? During the pandemic, we weren't able to do this. And part of being God's body is not just to have encounters by ourselves, guys. It's to be with the family of God as they journey in God as well. It's good to be there for each other. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the series. We thank you that you are inviting us into maybe a more intentional season of friendship, where it's not just having fun, or not that you're against fun, but it's not just about those things. Lord, you want our lives to not only be meaningful, but satisfying. So I ask you, Holy Spirit, even though this series may not sound so spiritual, I believe friendship is one of the most spiritual things we can do. So I pray, be with us, empower us first to become your friends, and then to offer your kind of friendship to our world. We love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, last week, just a real quick recap, we talked about the sermon was called The Leaves That We Weave. And we talked about how before we can even get to horizontal friendship, the first thing we have to settle is our relationship with God. That our loneliness that makes us seek friendships in the first place, all of that is anchored in the fact that we are all longing for a relationship with the living God. And we talked about how all of us have this God-shaped hole. And then we find out it's not a hole. We find out that it's not just a hole that's shaped for God, but that all of life is actually God-shaped. And that's why no matter how many little religious encounters we have, we're constantly a longing creature. Because we're longing to be reconciled completely to God. And all of us are longing for, whether you know it or not, along with creation itself, we're longing for the return of God. Because only then can this deep longing for wholeness be finally met and completed. Can I get an amen? So if you haven't heard the sermon last week, please listen to it. Because it is the foundation for all horizontal relationships we're going to have. Amen? All right. So today's word is called Lean on Me. And here's the scripture of the day. It's from Proverbs 17:17. This is the NIV version. And it says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. This is the word of the Lord. Friend loves at all times. Let me read you this. Life is full of good and bad moments, but it is not always full of friends that enter and endure all these moments with us. So we do not know how to do life in general with our friends. Hence, we are unbalanced, leaving us unfulfilled, and it leaves us again feeling lonely. This is why we're digging into today what it looks like to be a friend at all times, because that is the kind of friend we want. And in Christ, instead of just longing for that for us, we can endeavor to be that kind of friend for someone else. Can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get a real amen?
Amen.
Remember, we have families here. We have parents of our parents that just dedicated here. And they come from, many of them come from Korean churches where their amens are pretty strong. So I just want you to, just help me. Can you, amen?
Amen?
The anointed ones are going, amen. That's good. All right. So Before we get into this, though, I just want to quickly say this real quick. And this is another foundation layer. We have to first realize that when we long for a friend that loves at all times, when we read that scripture, we're like, man, that is me. I want friends at all times. I want a friend that's born out of adversity. I want a camaraderie. I want fellowship. I want deep connection with people, a tribe, and a group of friends that I can call my own. But I have news for you. There's only one person in our lives that could do this completely 100% of the time, and that is Jesus Christ our Lord. So I want to set first the expectation straight that it is in Jesus we find this friend. Proverbs 18 says it like this: friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks by you like family. And what I found in life is not that, and mind you, I have some bomb friends. I have amazing friends. My childhood friends are here at this church serving God with me, and I with them. I have the greatest of friends, but I just want to let you know, friends come and friends go, but there is a friend, a true friend that sticks closer than a brother. If you first get this truth, you will be less hurt and lonely in life. Because as close as you are with your friends, they are not with you in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. when you're aching with that loneliness, when you're filled with questions about life and doubt and even condemnations that fill your mind about how you live that day. Nobody is there but Jesus. If your close friends are there with you, it's weird. Isn't it? You turn around, Chad's there. I'm here for you. I know what you're thinking. That's weird. Only Jesus. This is why early in life, early in my kids' life, when I would sing songs, and you guys know the song I always sing to them, there's one song that I wanted to embed in their mind that as they grow up, this is the song I want them to teach their children. And out of all the hymnals, now mind you, that you know there's so many beautiful, truth-filled hymnals and worship songs that I can offer them. And we did. And when my kids were babies, I would rock them and play all sorts of worship songs and sing to them. But there's one song, probably because the lyrics are short, but there's one song that I sang often. And that song is Jesus, Jesus, Friend Forever. What a friend I found, closer than a brother. I forgot the lyrics. Closer than a brother. It will break my heart to ever lose each other. Jesus, remember? Why? Because there's this one truth that I want them to grow up with. Friends come and go, but there is a friend, come on somebody, that sticks closer to you than anyone else in this world. And if you have this friend in Christ, you will be okay. So before I teach you how to get deeper with your friends, I need you to first commit to this truth. I need to become a friend of God more, and I need to let him in my life some more. But why is it so hard to experience this kind of friendship? Many of you are like, I do wish, PB, that, and I know we don't say it publicly, but deep inside, by the way, I know you resonate because you emailed me. Last week, you're all looking at me like, I don't need this message. I ain't lonely. PB, I'm lonely. We all lonely. If you're a human being, you're lonely. And you're longing for God and each other. And you say, yeah, it will be nice. I want a friend that sticks by me all times. I want someone in all the seasons. But what I found is that we're not satisfied because we have what I will call just sunny weather friends. When we hang out with our friends, look at this cute little sun. We only hang out with sunny weather friends. And every time we hang out, for some odd reason, it's always sunny. When we get together, it's fun. It's fun in the sun. Another word for this, I was playing around this. It's like our spring break friends. We just party with them under the sun. You can be having a bad week, but when you get together with your friends, it's party time. It's so sunny. Think about your last 5, 6, 70 hangouts. How many of them you gather around? Come on, somebody. The sun. Bright, joyful, playful. And I'm not saying this isn't good. Now, obviously, the opposite of this, if you guys just had sad meetings, that's terrible. I don't want to be your friend. But listen, how do you even get close to your girlfriend or boyfriend when you're dating? You cannot always be having fun. There's got to be a moment when the weather changes, or at least you admit that this is not always this way around you. So we forfeit friends of all time, and we meet around only the sunny days, the good days. But this gets tiring. This gets boring. This gets shallow. Every one of you that are married, and I hope this for you, because if you don't have what I'm about to say, don't get mad at me. But every one of you that are married and went through your dating season, there was a moment when this was not always necessary. Come on, somebody. And when this was not always necessary, that was the moment your relationship got deeper. Now, obviously, some of us wanted to pass this test and this stage and this weather early, and we made it awkward, right? I did that. When I was dating Michelle, I wanted to get past this stage fast because I wanted to get married fast. So we had a lot of these in the beginning. Let's hang out. Let's go to Santa Monica. Yeah, let's go to the bridge. Let's go do this. Let's go get boba. Let's have fun, right? And then one day, she wasn't ready to leave this, and I got really, really creepy. And I was like, do you know what my life is really like? And I became like Calvin and Hobbes, except my Hobbes had died, right? I was that kind of guy. I was like, oh. And then she got grossed out, and she said, this is too creepy. I'm still in this weather, right? And then I went, oh, yeah, it's cool, I'm back. And then we did this some more. But there came a time in our relationship where we said, we don't always need this to feel good, right? Because it's got to get deeper. And this is the kind of relationship God wants you to have. God wants you to be so safe in him, so close to Jesus, that you don't fear not having these kinds of weather all the time. That it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to have a bad weather day. Because God is calling you into that, into a deeper relationship. So let me tell you what it really says, okay? It says, let's go back to the original text here. The Message version of our main text, it says, friends love through all kinds of weather. If we can put that up on the screen. There we go. And families stick together in all kinds of trouble. That's the Message version of a friend loves at all times. A friend loves at all times, and a friend loves through all kinds of weather. But I found that we are disappointed because we interpret this as a call to set an expectation. Here's what I mean. When we read this passage, we go, that is what I should expect from my friends. So we read it like this. A friend alleviates all my sufferings. A friend fixes my problems. A friend rescues me from consequences. That is not what this says. It is not a verse or scripture that helps you set up an expectation. Your friends cannot ultimately save you. They cannot soothe your pain. They are not remedies to your illness. They are gifts from God. And our expectations of our friends cannot be misinterpreted and say, you know, the Bible says a friend loves at all times and at all kinds of weather. Where are you, dude? How come you're not alleviating my pain? How come you're not there by my side all the time? How come you're not saving me and soothing me, man? You are a bad friend. We rarely say that to our friends, but we will say it behind their backs. And we will tell our other friends who happen to be there in other kinds of weather. And then we say, do you know so-and-so? Jack is not a friend of all weather. He's not an all weather friend. Right? He wasn't there for me. She wasn't there for me. Let me say it this way. This verse is not to set your expectation. It is a command and a call to a life of invitations. The scripture is teaching you how to have good friendships. And in order to have a good one, it's not about setting the bar high for others. It's about invitations. I should invite my friends to all kinds of weather. Not, I expect you to be there in all kinds of weather. Flip it around a little bit. See what it does to your soul. Look at you. Some of you are like, this doesn't help me because I like to be disappointed at my friends. Have you noticed that? Do you know friends like that? Don't say yes. But do you know friends like that? They just love to be disappointed about everything. Boyfriend disappoints them. Their girlfriend disappoints them. Their boss disappoints them. Everyone disappoints them. Nobody is an all kind of weather friend. But this scripture is teaching us, it's not about expectations. It's about invitations. Hello? So this is what it really means. A friend loves at all times or all kinds of weather. Okay, so the question is, what weather or what consists of these times? I'm going to teach you right now. There are three kinds of weathers we are supposed to invite people into. After this series, a year from now, you should not come to me and say, I am not getting these kind of friends. Your story should be, I have been empowered by God to offer this kind of a friend to others. Hello? I guarantee you, your satisfaction in your friendships in God and both outside the church and inside the church will increase when you seek to be this kind of friend to others. Trust me. Okay? So what's the first kind of weather? Okay, the first kind of weather, it is actually this weather. But it's not just spring break, let's party, let's hang out, drink boba all day, and talk about the K-pop dance group. It's not that. It's not about, you know, gossip. It's not about whatever. This sunshine represents inviting your friends into a time of joy and celebration. You know what I realized? I realize we don't like being the center of attention. Some of you do. Okay, fine. But I realize I don't. When my wife says to me, Brian, your birthday's coming up. I'd like to throw a party for you. I go, no. No. I don't want anyone celebrating me. Of course, inside I'm like, yes. Yes. But on the outside, I'm like, come on, guys. Can you relate to this? It's okay. Well, what do you want to do? And I found myself this last birthday, I turned 45, right? 45 is pretty big, guys. It's pretty big. I didn't really do anything. I just lived, okay? I just survived 45 years, but I made it to 45. And she was like, it's big. It's cool. Let's celebrate you. And I was like, no, No. Something about celebration, real celebration, we feel awkward about. But did you know that your friends, at least your real ones, want to celebrate you? And for them not to be invited to this, it inhibits the depth that you guys can reach as friends. So do not shy from this weather. Now, with God, this kind of weather is what I would call celebration and thanksgiving. You should come to church when you're experiencing this as well and give it to God. You should come to church, sit there and give worship to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I celebrate you for all the good stuff in life. Amen? But then horizontally, you should also invite friends and go, I got a promotion at work, finally. You know that I've been struggling at work. I hate my boss. I've been working so hard. And I finally got that promotion. Your friends are not going to say if they're true friends, so cool. No, they're going to be like, yeah, let's celebrate. And when you invite your friends to times of thanksgiving and celebration, you are not just celebrating you. You are giving your friends a chance to celebrate the God that you're thanking. Even your non-Christian friends, even your coworkers, you go, come on out. My church friends and my non-church friends are going to get together and we're going to party. You know? And then, of course, when they hear church friends, they're always like, will there be drinks because they're your church friends? Just say there will be alcohol, okay? Just say that. They'll be like, okay, I'm there. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
we can dub in amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, so they come out, and guess what? They're going to be, oh, it's going to be party time. Yeah, it's going to be party time. Chad got a new job. Yay, right? But what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Somebody, at least your brother or sister in Christ, right before the meal is going to do what? Let's pray, right? There's always that Christian nerd, right? Let's pray, right? And then you're hoping your Christian nerd friend doesn't pray too long. But it doesn't matter, because whether they pray long or not, everyone there, all your friends, not only get to celebrate you, but celebrate the God who did things through you. So your life should be full of holy and good and fun parties. Celebrate. Celebrate. Amen? And invite us to do it. Don't invite me, but invite others, okay? Do that. Number two, what other kinds of weather is part of this all-weather friend? They need to be invited into times of suffering. Rainy weather. The rain season. Now bear with me. The rainy season friend Now some of you live here, right? You are no fun. I just want you to know, some of you, you're always here. Hi, hey Joe, can we meet? I'm having a hard day. But you had a hard day last time. I know, but this is a hard year. Hey Joe, I'm sorry, Joe. Hey Chad, can we have a drink tonight? Because it's just a rough day at work. Every day is a rough day for you, right? I'm talking about when you're really under the weather. Come on, somebody. When you've hit times of hardship and suffering that you did not cause on your own. Hello? Many of you guys, let me say it this way. I love all of you, but obviously, right, I can't know all of you intimately, right? There are some of you here at Echo that I know well. And those of you that know me well and I know you well, if you think about it, it's because we not only celebrated your life, but you invited me into your times of suffering. Right? I can look at many of you and remember the days I was next to your parent who's passing away, or next to your brother who failed at something in life, or you're weeping over a broken relationship. I can see many of you that I got to sit with, but you invited me. You invited me. As much as I love you and as much as I'm your pastor, I would never intrude and knock on your door and go, I heard you're suffering. I'm here. No, even me, even your pastor, you had to make it a point to invite me into this time. And when I finally got invited and I got to sit next to you in this, what happens? I am what? Weeping with you. I get a chance to bond with you. I get a chance to be the very presence of Jesus here on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus can hug you, hold you, and cry with you through me or your friends. But I and your friends would never know. We don't know, right? Last week I talked about my depression. I won't talk about my depression all the time, by the way, okay? But last week I talked about my depression before the Sabbath, my sabbatical hit. How many of you guys did you really know that I was going through depression? Not many. And what many of you guys that I told, you were shocked. It was that time? You know? But many people during that time, I invited into this weather. And that is why my friends were able to help me out of it. When's the last time somebody was under here with you? Suffering and comfort. Yeah? What's the last kind of weather? They are to be invited into times of remorse, times of confession, times of brokenness. It's the time when you are weeping because you messed up. I'm not talking about like confessions to a priest. I'm here to share my sins. I'm not talking about monthly checkups spiritually like that. I'm talking about just having friends that you can call or you can gather around and say, I think I've messed up this month or this year. You know, I won't share too much, Ricky, but last week, Ricky and some friends of his and mine, we got together for his birthday and we're talking. So much of our conversation had to do with a lot of remorse in terms of like how we felt like we could be better dads. Is that okay to say? It's too late, right? Right? But it wasn't like, woe is me. It wasn't like, man, I'm such a bad dad. Oh, actually, we did some of that. But it wasn't like that. It was us just saying, I'm grieving over my humanity. And I'm grieving at the fact that I am not a better version of a dad that I imagined myself to be. And what was cool was none of us were like, damn, you suck as a dad. You should be feeling bad. No, all of us were all of us were like, let me top that remorse. I have a bigger weeping story. And then we'll be like, boom, 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 and everybody would be like, oh, yeah, that was pretty bad. And then the next guy would be like, I have one. And then we will all confess and share. And it's in that moment, in this weather that I call the hurricane weather. I call this the hurricane weather, okay? Isn't this fun, guys? By the way, if your family's here, just tell them I'm not always like this, okay? Look at this. See? It's the hurricane weather. It's the hurricane weather. It's the weather. I'm in a mess. It's such a bad storm. Hey, friends, my life is a mess. I lost my house. The foundation wasn't set right. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. But we miss out when we don't invite friends into this time. But your friends need to be invited into this moment. My life is a mess. It's like a hurricane hit. My house is gone. Come on, somebody. Whether it's sins of commission or omission, I did not do something right, and I need my friends here, not to save me, not to rescue me, come on, somebody, but to just be with me and weep with me. Hello? Scripture says it like this: take part in the joy of those who are glad and in the grief of those who are sorrowing. Take part in it. So when you're invited into this, participate, guys. Be there for them. But also invite people into it. You will find that God has placed more friends next to you than you realize. You'll find that you're more loved than you think. And the places we have to go as a church, the things we have to do, we can't do it alone. We're going to need each other. And not just friends here, but outside of here. Life is pretty hard, isn't it? Just me? Yeah. Don't do it alone. Some of you are like, well, I have my wife. No, that's alone. You're alone. Your spouse is not your God. All you men, listen to me. All you men, especially over 30, the greatest gift you can give your spouse and your child or your future child is an example of good friendships. It's how you relate to this world that your kids will see and be inspired by. Do not do it alone. They will think that that's what life is. They will think that this is how life is to be approached alone. So PB, we're going to land the plane now, okay? We're going to end here. So you're like, these are all good. I got the three weathers. I got the sunshine celebration. I want to thank God and thank God with my friends and celebrate life and enjoy. I want to invite friends into times of suffering and hurting and pain, right? I also want to invite friends to times where I messed up and life has become a mess like a hurricane. But how do I invite them? Are you ready? Say yeah. Yeah. Become a storyteller. Become a storyteller. If you want to put it up there. Story is the most natural way of enlarging and deepening our sense of reality and then enlisting us as participants in it. Stories open doors to areas or aspects of life that we didn't know were there, or had quit noticing out of over-familiarity, or supposed were out of bounds for us. They then welcome us in. Stories are verbal acts of hospitality. The way you invite your friends into these kinds of weathers is you tell them a story. Next time you're together, tell them a story. Man, hey, I have a story for you, man. You know, at work, this happened. The minute you tell us a story, you are inviting us in. You're becoming hospitable to us. Have you ever had people that you talk to and they just never share? You're like, I don't know that person. Why do you think as couples, you know, couples fight about what? Often. How come you don't share? What we're saying is, how come you're not letting me in? stories are the best ways to open your door and say, I trust you. Come on in and bear this with me. So become a storyteller. Have a story to share. Okay? The next one, I want you to become a weatherman or a weatherwoman. Be very clear about, I can't do this all the time, okay? But there are times you can be very intentional about sharing the weather you are inviting them into. What do we do when we get up? We turn on the TV, or we look at our phone, or we talk to Alexa and we say, what? What's the weather like today? What we're asking is, how shall I engage the world today? How shall I prepare? What space am I entering into? One of the gifts that you can give your friends is to be very clear about the weather of that meeting. You see, when you just say, let's hang out, most of us think this is happening because we are so awkward at everything else. But there are times, guys, somebody has to do it in your group. Somebody has to say, can I get together because I'm suffering? Or my mom and dad finally got that divorce and I'm not feeling okay. Can we meet? Now you have told us the weather. And it equips your friend. It equips us to be the friend that you deserved and that you want. Do you know that as a pastor, I get all three of these weathers all the time? And sometimes I don't get mad, but I do correct some people because they'll be like, PB, let's hang out. Come on, let's hang out. Let's go and get some boba or whatever, coffee. And we go out. It's beautiful afternoon. It's sunny. And I'm like, man, I haven't seen you so long, church member, right? And I give them a hug and we sit down. I'm like, what's going on with life? And then they drop bombs on me. I think I want a divorce. I think I want to die. I think this. I think that. I think oh. Oh, is that kind of, I am not dressed properly for this. And we're in broad daylight. So I don't feel comfortable. But what if they said, PB, this is not the normal meeting. Something is up. I need to share. I am heartbroken. Now, okay, I know how to plan for you. Come on, somebody. I know how to pray for you. I know how to adjust and be there for you. Empower your friends to be good friends to you. Make them feel like, man, this person is letting me in this type of weather, and I'm going in. Because we all want to be that friend, don't we? Don't we? Because we all want that friend too. So be a good weatherman and be a good storyteller. Practice that. Amen? So once again, I'll read this and then I'm going to pray. It says, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. Amen. Okay, so today we're going to end here, but I want to do something special, okay? I know that some of you have to leave. You're blessed to leave. Family and friends that came for the dedication, of course, go out and have fun, and I think we might have snacks and stuff. Hang out. But there are some of you that need to share your story. Some of you need to invite us to your sunny moment that you've had. You're like, I have something exciting, but I haven't told anyone. This is such a pivotal thing that happened or something worth celebrating, but I haven't really shared because I don't think anyone needs to know or anyone cares. I want you to come up today and tell one of us pastors. and one of us prayer leaders. I'm serious. I want to hear your good news. Sometimes it's better than us praying for you. You getting to share the good news in your life that God has done. PB, I met a girl. Is she your girlfriend? No, I just met a female person. Yes! Let's celebrate that. I don't know if Jimmy's here today, but last time I hung out with Jimmy, we were having a rainy time, and it had to do with just job issues and stuff, and how as an architect he's looking for a job. And then I told him after we prayed that night, I said, Jimmy, the next time we get together, let's make sure it's this one. God's going to provide you a job. Hallelujah. Amen. And then texted him, and week by week, it was just this. Sucks. And then one day, Jimmy texted me and goes, I'm taking you out to dinner. I got my job. And I said, it's going to be an expensive dinner. Because I prayed for you a long time. Others of you have to come up and share your rainy story. Somebody needs to hear it. You're like, PB, I might share it later with friends. That's fine. Share it with your pastors and your prayer warriors here first, if you want. We will listen, and we will pray for you. And lastly, some of you need to come up and just share. I made a mess of things. The hurricane has hit my home. And I've lost much. And we need to weep with you. You need to experience what it feels like for God's family to weep with you. It is a gift from the Lord. Okay? If none of you come up, not an issue. I will just be in rainy season for a little bit. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the family of God. We thank you that this place full of broken people, that through these broken people next to us, we get a glimpse of God Almighty. Like light refracting and reflecting, you shine through the people of God. So before we practice being a friend, before we practice inviting our world into our lives, I pray that we will first practice it here in the house of God. I pray after this season, we will learn to be a friend like you, and we would embrace the friend we have in Jesus. We thank you, Lord. I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May Christ be victorious in your lives. Amen. Amen. Amen, guys. Please go on out. Say hi to someone. Invite them into your lives. But pastors and intercessors, prayer team, if you can stand up here with me, somebody might come up and share. And we're going to rejoice with them. We're going to weep with them. And pastors and prayer warriors, we're not going to say much. I just want you guys to listen first. And then we'll pray.